Hello?
Hello, I'm Ralph. Hello, I'm Rava of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm safe.
Thank you.
Hello?
In which state do you currently live? In California or in...
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Madera County.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some other on a regular home phone, all or almost calls on a regular home phone?
It's a cell phone.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in California? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
I'd rather not say that. I don't want to give out too much information.
Thank you. And to which of the following age groups do you belong? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and above?
55 to 64.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black,
Hispanic.
Asian or
Hispanic?
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Got an AS degree in college.
That is a master's degree?
No, AS, applied science degree, AS degree.
Thank you. Current Senator, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
I approve of Joe Biden.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
I approve, I guess, but not strongly.
Somewhat approve, then.
Somewhat approve, yeah.
Thank you. And if the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or an unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and then we'll go on to the next one. Donald Trump, you're favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Esmeralda Soria?
Who?
Esmeralda Soria.
I don't know her.
And Kamala Harris?
Strong favorable.
And Joanna Garcia Rose?
Don't know her.
Thank you. Moving on, which of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? Education, abortion, climate change, jobs and economy, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, border security, taxes, homelessness, and crime and public safety.
Oh, shoot, that's a hard one. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, education, abortion, climate change, jobs and the economy, healthcare, inflation, and the cost of living, border security, taxes, homelessness, or crime and public safety.
Jobs and economy.
Thank you. And thinking to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Extremely interested.
At 10, then?
10, yes.
Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Johanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
I'd vote for the Democrat.
And you will say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or it is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Headed in the right direction.
The right direction. Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Decreased.
On the different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you may hear about Johanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote her for a state assembly. Johanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators for predators who molest children. Are you much more likely to her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
Wait a minute. She wants to do what now?
Johanna Garcia Rose. I'm sorry. Johanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Life in prison for sexual predators?
Yes.
I guess I agree with that. I won't vote for her because she's a Republican.
Much more likely then. To make California more affordable, Johanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Are you much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference after that statement?
No difference.
As professional auditor, Johanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
She's Republican, right?
Yes.
She's no difference on all of her statements. No difference.
Okay, but I will read you the other two. Johanna Garcia is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Are you much more likely? Somewhat more likely, much less likely. No difference?
No difference.
In the assembly, Johanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public offices. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now that you have some information, if the election for a state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Johanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
I'd vote for the Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you may have heard about Esmeralda Soria during campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her state assembly. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country legally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for her?
No difference.
Thank you. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. It gives you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise of the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. It gives you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on valid residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. It makes more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that will raise taxes in Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. It is much more like, somewhat more like, somewhat less like, much less like, or no difference?
No difference.
Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go towards negative campaigns, ads, or even more, even some of Soria's personal expenses. It is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Thank you. Do you have some information? If the elections for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly Member?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purpose only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
I think I'm registered as a Democrat right now. I'm not sure.
Either. And do you think yourself as a person? Are you a strong Democrat?
Now I am. Right now I am. No. And that's just because of Trump.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm moderate.
Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I really don't have an opinion for that. Do I have to answer that? You need an answer for that or what?
No. Don't worry. If you have no opinion, don't worry. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you not vote against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you would, or no, you would
no,
not?
No. It doesn't matter. It's no difference to me. It's not an issue that concerns me.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, then. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.